50 years ago, the Wilkie Outlaws won the 1973 North Central Hockey League Championship, beating Macklin in semifinals and the Unity Canucks two straight games in the final. At an evening of entertainment for senior citizens hosted by the Evesham UCW, prizes were given to the youngest grandmother with 20 or more grandchildren, one by Mrs. Adolph Stang, and to the grandmother with the most grandchildren, Mrs. Mary Sieben, who had 85. Lucelland Credit Union celebrated its 10th anniversary and announced it had reached the $2 million mark in assets. Social Services Minister Alex Taylor announced the construction of a special care home in Macklin. Beaver Lumber was advertising satin latex paint for $8.99 a gallon and all wallpaper was 20% off. 20 years ago, Wilkie kinsmen Trent Sander, Randy Pernitsky and Kevin Kowalhik delivered an $11,000 check to Telly Miracle 27, while Unity Composite High School students Chelsea Leeson, Alyssa Wenninger, Nicole Paget and Deanna Tarasoff brought $1,860 from Unity. Elsie Delahoy of Unity was named Saskatchewan's Lioness of the Year at their provincial convention. Kyle Wagner and Matt Schwebius, with two goals apiece, led the Wilkie Midget Outlaws to their latest provincial playoff victory, a third-round 6-3 win over Macklin. In net for the Mohawks was Dave Allenberger while Rory Jensen was the goaltender for Wilkie. Winning the Unity Men's Open Spiel was the rink of Lionel Schmitz, Barry Lane, Dusan Malgin and Alex Vandemuter. 24 rinks took part in the Bonspiel. Elk meat was advertised at $2.25 per pound.